Welcome, everybody. And happy Take a Deep Breath, All Is Not Lost Wednesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whew. Anybody else as thrilled as I am about the election results last night? Holy cow. We're going to be talking about this all hour. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your reactions. Did you expect this? Because to be candid, record-breaking turnout, people in line everywhere. And there are a couple of races that I think were lower profile that we're going to talk about this hour that I think indicate Americans are rejecting Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. I want to hear from you. What do you think about all this? Is there a particular, perhaps lower profile election that you focused in on? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. So exciting. So very, very exciting. Let's just jump right in. Let's listen to some of the winners, little snippets of their victory speeches yesterday. And I'm just going to throw this marker down. With one notable exception, and we will certainly talk about that this afternoon, virtually every single candidate that has won election yesterday, especially on the marquee races, were centrist Democrats that focused their message nearly exclusively on economic well-being, right? Yes, there were, and or like voting access, basic things, returning to normal. But again, basically a laser focus from centrist Democrats on the economy. And before we get into these sounds, I just want to say that there's a lot of factors at play, including some of the horrifying images of people getting dragged out of cars, reporting of citizens being detained, and just the lawlessness that is now defining much of federal law enforcement. Bizarre, yet true. At least Customs and Border Patrol. But beyond that, remember what Donald Trump hammered Joe Biden about for 2 years? The economy and prices and inflation. If that is the centerpiece of your campaign, he must have thought that Americans were really stupid. Because if you make that the centerpiece of your campaign, and you not only fail to deliver on it, you take active steps to make things worse. Read tariffs, read uncertainty, read mass deportations that constrict a labor market that's already under strain. People are going to recognize that and hold you accountable. And I think Donald Trump has believed for a long time that he can do whatever he wants, hurt whomever he wants, and there is absolutely no consequence to pay. As long as he dresses it all up in enough xenophobia and fear of black and brown folks and fear of women and fear of anybody that's a little different, that in essence, that dividing us, trying to separate working people in this country from one another based on our identity characteristics was going to be enough to shore up his coalition. Yesterday, America answered and they said, no, sir. No, sir. So let's get into it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The one exception to my general observation that these were centrist Democrats with common sense, very clear platforms was, of course, mayor-elect of New York City, Zohran Mamdani. Let's listen to a snippet of his victory speech from last evening. Take a listen.
The sun may have set over our city this evening. But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet, over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something greater. Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands.
It's a fascinating speech. And he was energizing to voters. Do I think that anything remotely socialist could win in a swing state like Wisconsin? No. So you can't translate that message one for one, in my opinion. Love to argue with someone if they think it would work. 855-752-4842. By the way, Eugene V. Debs, a union organizer. He became a socialist while he was locked up in prison. You may remember the Pullman strikes that were broken up by the U.S. military. Grover Cleveland sent the army to break the strike. He was known for, again, being a supporter of union organizing. He became a socialist. And what he ended up being probably most known for, just as a point of historical fact here, is that he denounced American participation in World War One. And he ended up being arrested again. And he was convicted of pretty serious crimes under the Sedition Act of 1918. And he was sentenced to a 10-year term in prison. Warren G. Harding commuted his sentence. Why is that relevant to today? Set aside the socialism. Again, I just don't think those messaging, that communication works in swing states, upper Midwest, read Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Nor do I think it plays in Nevada or Georgia. New York City, yeah, I get why that works. But what I think is interesting about the invocation of Eugene V. Debs that perhaps Mom Donnie didn't recognize he was doing at the time was that it also harkens back to a time when the U.S. government criminalized speaking out against U.S. governmental policy. He ended up being locked up because of what he spoke. And that is a message that we all need to be aware of these in these days. 855-752-4842. Mark and Charles are already in line. Join our conversation. What do you think about these absolutely historic election results from last night? Let's take a listen to Mikey Sherrill. She won the New York governor's seat by nearly 14 points, 14 percentage points. Absolutely incredible. Let's take a listen.
This was a tough fight, and this is a tough state. But I know you, New Jersey. And I love you. I've fought for you. I've spoken with thousands of you over this last year. I know your struggles. I know your hopes. I know your dreams. So serving you is worth any tough fight I have to take on, and I am incredibly honored to be your next governor.
And not New York, New Jersey. You all knew that. I'm just so excited. Big, big win for Mikey Sherrill. And by the way, we did have our very, very special broad appeal guest scheduled for today. She is, due to the MAGA government shutdown that is now eked into its, what are we, shutdown day 36. Her flight got canceled and she's going to be in the air. So we will keep talking about this in the context of these female candidates, both in Virginia's governor's race, the New Jersey governorship, the new mayor of Albany, the complete sweep. It is all women in the city of St. Paul. They got a female mayor, the first female Asian mayor of St. Paul, and their entire legislature for the city of St. Paul is now all women. We're going to talk about that at 4:30. But I mention Mikey Sherrill in context of who we were hoping to have on our show at 4:30 because they are part of this Hellcats group. Hellcats refer to these women back in the World War I times. And there are now these veterans running for office, female veterans. That's who the Hellcats are. We'll talk more about that at 4:30. But let's see if we can squeeze in here, and then I'm going to go to the phones on the other side. Folks, get in your reactions to this historic election, 855-752-4842. Let's listen to a bit of Abigail Spanberger, the governor-elect of the state of Virginia, taking that seat from Republicans. Take a listen here.
I know we're living in a time filled with chaos. We live in a time marked by uncertainty. And along the way, we do our best to try and explain it to our kids. I know the list of challenges that we are facing is long, but I also know that the only way we're going to solve these problems is by tackling them together. Democrats, Republicans, independents, all of us. Because that embodies the message that we sent tonight. That is what being a Commonwealth is all about. Standing united for our future.
Yeah, this theme of doing it together, that elected officials should really be working for everyone, not just the people that voted for them. This idea of, again, really centering what matters to the vast majority of a governor's or an attorney general's constituents. These were the messages that you kept hearing over and over yesterday. Incredibly powerful. Let's take a little bit. Jay Jones, comes from a long line of civil rights activists in Virginia. There was some controversy surrounding his campaign due to what I would call really unthoughtful, bad text messages that he had sent in a private conversation about political violence. He was clearly speaking metaphorically, but in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, didn't land well. That one, the polling was very razor-thin margin. He won by a fairly substantial margin, buoyed by many commentators' accounts by Abigail Spanberger's when he won the attorney general's seat also in Virginia. That is critical with the midterm elections coming up. Let's take a quick listen to Jay Jones's victory speech.
Donald Trump, MAGA, and those corporate special interests believe that Virginia's government should be beholden to them. But tonight we sent a loud message to them and to every single person across this country. Virginia belongs to the people. Together we stand firm against the people who would take us backward. We will use tonight as a springboard to reject the politics of divisiveness and division. And we will build a brighter future for every single Virginian.
It is for every single Virginian, every single New Jerseyan, and every single American to have a president or a governor or an attorney general that works for all of us, regardless of our partisan beliefs. Folks, we're going to take a breath. We're going to come back, talk about this incredible election. We'll take your calls and text next, 855-75-CIVIC.